One of my favorite websites is powerlineblog.com. It's run by some people from Dartmouth and Minneapolis, lawyers, I think, mostly. And one of them, one of the principals, is John Hinderacher. And he's got a great piece today about the sense of the Senate resolution. I know that sounds boring and dry, but it really isn't in this case, that Senator Jeff Sessions has been talking about. And I'll let him explain to you this. It was, for those of us in New England, the first clue that this might be something that's not in the best interest of United States citizens and taxpayers is it was sponsored by Senator Pat Leahy of Vermont. So, John Hinderacher, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show again. We appreciate it.
Hello, Howie.
Hi. So tell us about this sense of the Senate resolution that was sponsored by Senator Leahy earlier this week.
Yeah, this is referred to as the Leahy Amendment, and it really came out of the blue. It's an amendment to a bill that has to do with nuclear security. So the Leahy Amendment is really irrelevant to that. It was just pulled out by Pat Leahy and voted on yesterday in the Senate Judiciary Committee. And what the Leahy Amendment says, I'll just read it. It's short. It is couched as or characterized as a rebuke to Donald Trump
right.
and his proposal to suspend Muslim immigration.
Yeah, it's feel good, I think, is the way to describe it.
It's total feel good, Howie.
Yeah.
And its supporters say, oh, it doesn't have any real effect. It's just symbolic. Well, here's what it says. It says, it is the sense of the Senate that the United States must not bar individuals from entering into the United States based on their religion, as such action would be contrary to the fundamental principles on which this nation was founded. Now, that sounds like just a feel-good, kind of symbolic, doesn't really mean anything kind of provision, and it passed the Senate Judiciary Committee 16-4 with just four Republican senators voting against it.
Yeah.
But in fact, this
We should say who they are. It's Jeff Sessions, our friend from Alabama, Ted Cruz from Texas, David Vitter, who's leaving, who just was defeated for governor of Louisiana, and Tom Tillis, the freshman senator from North Carolina. But Lindsey Graham, by the way, our dear friend Lindsey Graham, who I think is still in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, he voted in favor of this.
Right. And those four guys are heroes because what they understand and the others didn't is what a radical proposition this Leahy Amendment really is. And you really have to go back to first principles. Foreigners do not have a right to emigrate to the United States. There is no right to emigration.
Right.
How many immigrants we decide to take in and who those immigrants should be are issues that are decided entirely by us through our political process and in our sole discretion. No foreign citizen can sue to immigrate to the United States. There is no such right. And yet this Leahy Amendment, the logic of it, if this really were to be given legal effect, the logic of it is that the United States can't use certain criteria in deciding whom to admit, who to allow to emigrate to our country. And so, for example, if a president were to use the authority he already has
right.
under the Immigration and Naturalization Act to suspend immigration of, for example, Muslims, or I think a more sensible proposal, suspend immigration from Muslim-majority
yeah.
countries.
Right. That's Rand Paul's suggestion, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's something that's well worth considering. It's very practical. It could be done
On the other hand, though, John, we talked with Jeff Sessions about this earlier this week, and, I mean, I think he was almost embarrassed to say how few votes it got when Rand Paul introduced it. I think it got 11 votes. There are, 55 Republicans in the Senate, and they only got only one-fifth of the Republicans would vote for this?
I'll tell you, you get a lot more than one-fifth of the voters voting for it, Howie.
I mean,
a lot of people are very concerned about this issue. And what the Leahy Amendment really points toward is a complete transformation of our immigration system and a ratification of the idea that global migration is a human right that transcends and is superior to the laws of any particular country regarding immigration.
What about our human rights, John? American citizens. Why are you and I going to be responsible for everybody in the third world who wants to come over here and retire on our dime?
There are at least 2 billion people in the world who would be vastly better off if they came to the United States. That's a very conservative estimate, 2 billion. And are the liberals willing to take them all? I mean, what's the limiting principle? I honestly don't know, Howie. But what this Leahy Amendment points toward is a regime in which we don't have the ultimate say. Our political process doesn't have the ultimate say over who gets to come to the United States. This becomes a legal matter, controlled presumably ultimately by the courts, where some people have got the right to sue and say your laws are wrong. I should get to come anyway. So that's the big picture. That's why this is so radical and such a terrible, terrible idea. There are also very practical considerations. I mean, to say that we never, ever can take religion into account in looking at an application to come to the United States, well, hold on a minute. How about Tashfeen Malik, the woman, the San Bernardino shooter who came to the U.S. on a fiancé visa? Do these people really want to say that we have no right to ask her, well, what branch of Islam is it that you subscribe to?
Right.
What interpretation of Islam?
The thing that's crazy about this is I've been reading about you understand it too. The Immigration Reform Act of 1965 was again supposed to be feel good legislation, right? In the
disaster.
Aftermath of the Kennedy assassination, we're just opening the doors. No one will really want to use this, but we're just giving them the option to show we're a great country despite what happened in Dallas, and we all know what happened. It's been a complete disaster. Well, now we have the experience of what happens when you try to make yourself feel less guilty or feel good, and it's a complete disaster. I mean, look at the news every day. They find an illegal alien in possession of these machine gun bullets. It's on the front page of Breitbart. An illegal alien in New Jersey almost kills a cop who's been deported once when he's trying to get a fake driver's license. I mean, there's just this incredible crime wave, and yet people like Pat Leahy and the president of the United States want to have more of what we've already got and what is unraveling our entire society. It's insane.
Barack Obama ran for president in 2008 saying that he wanted to fundamentally transform the United States. And that's what this kind of thing is all about, Howie. They want to fundamentally transform the United States by importing millions and millions and millions of people who don't share our history or our values or our commitment to the Constitution or to democracy or to the the form of government and the society that we've got. And they think that's good. They think we're an evil country and we need to be fundamentally transformed by importing people who are vastly different from and frankly threatening to the rest of us.
Yeah, we're speaking to John Hinderacher. He's one of the principals of PowerlineBlog.com, which is a great website, and they cover the news, and sometimes I'm sure you're going to have some big stories on Frank Sinatra's 100th birthday coming up, right, John?
Well, I won't. One of my partners might have something to say about it, but I'm skeptical.
Yeah. So, the thing is, and they don't seem to understand either that why people like the fact that Donald Trump is at least willing to raise the issue, And again, it's not like he's suggesting something that's extra constitutional or unconstitutional, like issuing an executive order giving amnesty to all these illegal aliens, millions of them, like Obama's done. He's not suggesting anything that's not totally sanctioned under the law and affirmed by the Supreme Court.
Howie, you are dead right on that. Section 212F of the Immigration and Naturalization Act specifically gives the president the power to suspend immigration anytime, any way he wants if it's in the national interest. That's perfectly legal. What Barack Obama does, which is totally illegal, totally unconstitutional as far as our press is concerned, that's hardly even controversial.
Yeah, I know. And the other thing too, John, and I've been hammering this all week, this law that you were just quoting from, that everyone's been quoting from, even the New York Times has admitted it's constitutional. It was passed in 1952. Let's go in the Wayback Machine. What was the majority party in the House of Representatives? The Senate. Who was in the White House? Harry S. Truman, a Democrat. This was a Democrat act This is Democrat law. And now they're and John F. Kennedy, I'm going to go out on a limb, John, and say John F. Kennedy, congressman from Massachusetts, voted for this. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Senator Lyndon Baines Johnson from Texas voted for this. Maybe even Hubert Humphrey from Minnesota voted for it, you know?
You know, Howie, I disagree with a lot of things that the Democrats of that era did, but they weren't trying to destroy the country or to put it a different way, to fundamentally transform the country. They actually wanted what was best for the United States. I don't see how you can look at the actions of people like Barack Obama and Pat Leahy and a lot of others on that side of the aisle and interpret those actions as being a good faith effort to make Americans better off.
And then Leahy has the audacity to say to Sessions, you know, it's a good thing people like you weren't around when my ancestors were coming over from Ireland. I mean, they talk about, you know, waving the bloody shirt. How is there no level to which he will not sink?
Pat Leahy, no. There is no stuff. You never hit bottom with Pat Leahy. He'll keep going lower.
That is just it's just amazing here.
But your point is well taken, Howie. I mean, from the other side, you don't get arguments. You don't get reasoned debate about why is it good? Why is it a good idea? Why do we need thousands and thousands and thousands of unskilled immigrants from, say, Pakistan?
Yeah.
Why is that helping us? You know, they don't ever try to answer that question or to make an argument or to tell you facts. It's just name calling.
65%, I read this week, of Syrian refugees coming into the country can neither read nor write. I mean, how are they going to fit in to a 21st century economy? The obvious answer is they're not going to fit in, which is why, again, the government's own statistics, 92% of the Arab, quote-unquote, refugees who've been admitted after 5 years are still on food stamps.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. 70-some are getting free health care, 60-some are getting cash welfare payments. You know, these are the refugees who never leave. I wouldn't leave either. Would you, Howie? I mean, live in peace in America on welfare versus go back to Syria and in poverty and get shot at.
Well,
I mean,
we just had a mayor.
I don't blame them.
We just had a mayor in Lewiston, Maine, who was reelected a very Somali immigrated community, like 10%, 15%, 20% of the population now. And he got into trouble for saying, well, you know, maybe you should leave your culture at the door. And if you care so much about the Somali culture, why did you run away? Why aren't you back home fighting to protect your culture? You know, why are you shirking? He used the word shirking your duties. But, you know, you're not even supposed to say that. That's hate speech.
Yeah, and he won re-election.
He did.
That was good to see. But, you know, this is a question that comes up over and over, Howie. If you hate us so much, why are you here? You know? I mean, man, oh, man, there are boats going in the opposite direction. If you really think that America is this intolerable, repressive place, you don't have to stay here.
Yeah. I want to ask you about something else here. I'm sure you've seen the story, but as a lawyer and, you know, a civil liberties guy, I thought you might want to comment on this. Did you see the story about the board member of the Colorado American Civil Liberties Union?
No, I haven't seen that, Howie.
Yeah, this is a guy. His name is Loring Warbel, and he's the co-chair of the ACLU Colorado Springs chapter. And here's what he said on his Facebook page. The thing is, we really have to reach out to those who might consider voting for Trump and say, this is Goebbels. This is the final solution. If you are voting for him, I will have to shoot you before Election Day.
These people are stark raving mad, you know, just absolutely. And one thing about Donald Trump, you know, he's not my favorite candidate in the race, but he has shown kind of a genius for exposing the other side. I mean, he drives them nuts. And this is the kind of insanity that the liberals are coming out with day by day.
Trump derangement syndrome. It's a new form of a disease. It keeps like the flu. There's a new version of it every year. So here, listen to what the ACLU said here, John. This is their response after this Facebook posting got out about wanting to kill all the Trump supporters. Our members, supporters, and volunteers are free to express their own personal views and opinions in their personal lives.
Well, of course, that's a true statement, but I think that's an incident, and there have been a lot of other incidents like this that shed a little light on how committed a lot of the higher-ups in the ACLU really are to tolerance and diversity and free speech and so forth. When the guy starts threatening to shoot the people he disagrees with, you know, I think there's a case to be made that the ACLU is just another leftist interest group and not a group that has this disinterested concern
about they do not condone it. They do not condone it, but he has the right to say whatever he wants. As long as he doesn't come out against gay marriage, in which case he will have to be shunned in polite society and perhaps stoned to death, I guess. John Hinderacher, have you got anything else coming out? Any other stories that you would like to direct people to at powerlineblog.com?
You know, Powerline is full of interesting news and commentary every day. And one thing I'm going to be doing this evening is my second preview on this year's Miss Universe pageant. And so if our listeners not only want to catch up on the news and get some good, strong commentary, but also take a break from the news with something completely different, check out Powerline. You'll enjoy it.
That's right. I forgot. You're not the Sinatra guy on Powerline Blog. You're the Miss Universe guy.
Nor am I the soccer guy. I started covering beauty pageants kind of as a joke because the other guys had something, you know, off the news that they would cover. And I started doing it really as a joke, but I found that I enjoyed it and our readers enjoy it, so I've kept it up.
Well, it's a great website, John, and I thank you for coming on, and thank you for trying to alert people to this, and Senator Sessions, and again, also Senators Cruz, Vitter, and Tillis for, you know, raising the alarm on this insanity that's going on the Democratic side of the aisle with complicity on the Republican side, obviously, in the higher ranks. John Hinderacher, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Howie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 1-800-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.